The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
We want to turn to the comments from Taoiseach Simon Harris, not on data centres, but on one-off housing. He told his parliamentary party last night that the government is preparing for the biggest overhaul of rural housing rules in two decades. The changes will reportedly allow those who have a social or economic need to live in a rural area, or those who have lived in a rural area for a defined period of time at any point in their life, that they would have a reasonable expectation of getting planning. To discuss this, we are joined by Independent Ireland TD for Roscommon and Galway, Michael Fitzmaurice, and Professor of Economics at UCC, Frank Crowley. Frank Crowley, if I could start with you first, your reaction to this declaration by the Taoiseach last night?
Hi, Shane. Thanks for having me on. I suppose I'm very surprised by it. I suppose I'm surprised by it in the context of, I suppose, the National Planning Framework, which was launched in 2018, and is, you know, it is the main planning framework that is guiding all our infrastructure decisions until 2040. And I suppose in that, it's a, you know, it advocates for compact growth, rebuilding local towns and villages, focusing on our regional cities, and having infrastructure-led planning. And basically, we want to support things like viable public transport and reducing transport emissions. And I suppose changing one-off housing goes flies in the face of all that. I suppose I was also surprised at his comments that, you know, that housing policy around one-off housing is restricting, I suppose, rural development. I don't know, there's no evidence to suggest, I would think, that that is progressing rural decline in any way, shape or form.
Okay, Michael Fitzmaurice, it's against the National Planning Framework, it goes against infrastructure-led planning, it goes against moves to support viable public transport. It's a bad idea.
Well, first of all, hasn't it proved that what was done in 2018 was wrong, in my opinion? I welcome the move that they're talking about. Now, the devil will be in the detail. Let's not get carried away. I welcome it. But let's see what the detail will be. To address some of the comments that have been made, when you talk about climate, well, first of all, there's broadband in all parts, thankfully, in rural Ireland. It has saved some people that they're able to work from home 3 days a week, so they're not using a vehicle. Second of all, if you basically have an electric car, it makes no difference whatsoever. Thirdly, if you look at somebody building in rural Ireland, they put in their own, they build their own house. They don't look for footpaths. They don't look for lights. Now, and here's a myth that's been pushed, I hear, over the last week about the septic tanks. The septic tanks that were being looked at up to now are from houses that's built, you know, over a number of years. The new systems are actually better than the systems are as good as what the likes of Irish Water is using, because it has to be up to a certain spec. And anybody that talks about rural decline, have a look at the red flag that has been signalled on the report commissioned by the BMW on the BMW region, which states
that's border Midlands, border Midlands,
say it's from Donegal right through the west of Ireland and down to Monaghan and all of that. That other than Galway City, it's actually alarming at the lack of under 14s in those areas, and we need to keep rural areas and small towns viable. And let's be very clear on this. Let no one go getting carried away that there'll be houses built one after another. There's about 5,000 rural plannings a year. There is a lot of sons and daughters. In a housing crisis, we have got to make sure that we facilitate people. And at the moment, the interpretation by different councils right around this country is very troublesome. So we need a clear-cut guide as to what can and cannot happen and what can be done to facilitate.
Okay, all right, let me bring Frank back in. Michael, Frank, you heard what Michael had to say. A lot of people use an electric car, so it makes no impact. These people don't look for footpaths or other infrastructure to build one-off housing. Septic tanks are now as good as you'll get anywhere. And there's a lack of under-14s in the BMW region.
Look, you know, they're all real issues. But like what I would say to, well, in terms of the electric vehicles, we still need roads. They're all carbon intensive. You know, it still takes an awful lot of energy to power a car. So like, you know, you know, they're all arguments that we always get in terms of this, but we know that this completely undermines compact development and the national planning framework, that it undermines, you know, reducing energy emissions. Like even yesterday, we're going to miss the targets that we've set ourselves to 2030 by a good bit, by a very, very large bit. So it's going to cost the state a fortune. And it's because of decisions like this. So, you know, we can talk about, you know, that people are going to move to electric cars, but it's not going to solve the overwhelming problem that we have car dependency, that we're locking in actually infrastructure that is very carbon intensive, that we're extending roads. And the idea that people don't look for footpaths or extension, but that's one of the primary reasons why ribbon development is one of the key issues around this, the changes. You know, planners report around ribbon development that there is this call for improved road infrastructure, that there is this to be attached to mains. And, you know, when you have ribbon development, I suppose, on the edge of towns and villages, it really constructs or constrains future development in that particular region. But look, if I can just go back to this idea about rural decline, because I think this is a key issue that Michael also raised, right, is what problem is the government claiming exists, or what are they actually responding to? Like 6,000 houses were built last year, one-off houses or single-dwelling houses. Like that's one in six of the housing stock last year. It's roughly around one in five in the last 10 years. From my own examination, I don't see where people are getting refused when they have a genuine rural need and they're tied to the economic area. There's no evidence to support that they are getting declines.
Okay,
Michael. The clients, yeah.
Michael, how about that, Michael Fitzmaurice?
Yeah, can I come in on this? You heard me earlier saying that different councils have different interpretation. There are a lot of councils around this country at the moment under the planning guidelines that are there at the moment. Some of them, that if you lived in Dublin at one stage and you owned a house, now some of them have moved it since, that you couldn't get planning if you moved down the country because you owned a house already. That's the first thing. And you could have come from that area. Second of all, there is a problem where most councils or a lot of councils refuse that if a son built a house and then the daughter wanted to build a house, they'd refuse the second house. That's common right around the country. We know the ins and outs of what's going on in the rural areas. And it is problematic. We need to make sure, and you know, I don't buy this that we're going to have a tsunami of it. We need to facilitate the people that come from those areas and want to build in those areas. And bear in mind that now with the high speed broadband, which is a real help right around the country, and the other
over €1 billion.
Well, so does subsidising public transport in Dublin. So what's good for the goose is good for the gander. But anyow,
I don't think the annual subsidy comes to €1 billion. But go on.
The other myth that's thrown out there is about roads. Thankfully, the roads are built. Thankfully, that those people in cities love to go to the Wild Atlantic Way and that they love to go to the Burden and all those places. They are small byroads that people live on. Those roads were built many years ago. The electricity infrastructure is there. Most electricity for cities and towns is generated in the rural areas. So I don't think we should be thrown out that it's one of these things about road infrastructure. The roads are there. The electricity is there. The broadband is there. The people do their own septic tanks.
Right,
they pay for their own planning. And furthermore...
And is it a good idea to have many septic tanks? I mean, we know the septic tanks pollute our rivers. Right, they pollute our waterways.
Is it a good idea so that we have treatment plants around the country because of housing causing problems going into our different waterways?
Well, treatment...
Hang on.
You're comparing apples and oranges, Michael. You're comparing apples and oranges.
No, but be fair on this. By what needs to be done, and if you look at it, Irish Water adds segments on. The new type of septic tank is... Basically, it's as good as any water treatment plant. That's what's landed now. And you have to comply with that with all new houses now. Where the problem was arising is going back 50, 60, 70 years ago, where they were built with blocks or built where we call the old two-circular, the U-tank.
Is it 50% of septic tanks that are, when they're measured, that they actually fail the test?
When were the houses built, Shane? That's what you might look at, and then you could make a decision.
Okay, how about that, Frank Crowley, your response to that?
Well, it's two-thirds of septic tanks are failing. Obviously the infrastructure around that is improving, around septic tanks. But, the issue is still that it completely undermines compact development. It completely undermines our national planning framework. We were trying to reverse these bad policy decisions that we've been making for many decades around one-off housing. One in four houses in the housing stock are one-off or detached single dwellings. We have an awful lot of these types of houses already in existence. I suppose the issue is that it's not about refusing the genuine rural need that, that is tied to an economic job within that particular area. I don't see that there's any significant evidence to suggest that that is happening. If they are being declined houses, I suppose the key issue here is, where is the person actually working, and are they actually commuting long distances? It's in those scenarios where I think people are being refused. And remember, we're not, one-off housing hasn't been banned here at all. We have 6,000 houses built last year that have one-off houses. So there's no evidence to support that there's a problem.
Last word, Michael, last word to you. No evidence to support what you're saying.
In all fairness, all public representatives would have a fair idea of what's going on the ground in relation to planning. An awful lot of plannings are even pulled with the amount that's been refused around this country. We need to make sure we facilitate those people that want to live or work in the area that have an association with the area. It's not that we're going to deprive towns of people being living in them, for the simple reason some people that say they wouldn't have an affiliation with
rural villages and rural towns are many of them around the country are declining because people aren't living in them.
In all fairness, I'm in opposition, but I'm man enough to say things that's good. In fairness, the living over the shop grant has increased the number of people in certain areas living over in towns, and also the refurbishment of old houses, the Creconia. Those were policies that I put together a few years ago, and I welcome that the minister is now putting this together.
Okay. All right. Michael Fitzmaurice, Independent Ireland TD for Roscommon and Galway. Frank Crowley from UCC, Professor of Economics there. Thanks to both of you for joining us. A couple of quick texts on this. I'm a forester for the state. I have a rural job. I'd love to build a small house in the forestry area I cover. I cannot get planning as I'm not from the area. So I drive from the city to the area to spend all day driving around the area and then drive back to the city. Makes no sense whatsoever. Another listener says, no, please, not more one-off housing. West Cork is absolutely ruined. Not only that, the cost of one-off housing. Renovate old houses, don't build in front of it. I live in rural Ireland all my life, but we need communities, especially as people get older, childcare, etc. I spent my life in the car dropping off kids to training, matches, parties, etc. Move to villages and towns. What other countries are making decisions like this? Just ridiculous. Keep those texts coming in.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.